I'm here with the general manager of Shoreline Greystones, Eamon, and he's going to talk to me about lockdown and the different changes he's seen in Shoreline as a gym along the way. It was a hard old start to the whole process, wasn't it, Eamon?
Yes, I suppose going back to the early stages of lockdown when it happened, I think it was the 18th of March, the building lockdown. Obviously, the building, we cannot shut the building down, so we have to stay in the actual building, but there's no customers. So those early days of looking after the building with nobody in it, it was just an extremely lonely, quiet, dark place that you could never imagine was an actual gym. But and it just kind of shows you kind of the importance of having people in these buildings and working out, and the different type of an environment it makes within the building. It was really surprising, I suppose, to me, as in how dark and cold this building is without people.
And everyone was outside running past and doing, and you were leaving here seeing everyone sort of embracing the outdoor fitness side of things.
Yeah, you know what, it was great to see everybody working out outdoors, and it was great to see the level of enthusiasm with people working out outdoors. I suppose I was in here trying to keep the pool going, and you're looking out through the window and there's people running by, there's dry robes on from people coming back from the sea. So what was great, it didn't really stop people from keeping active. In fact, I think more people got active during that particular period of time. I certainly seen more people out running on the roads. I know that we all had to keep within our 5 kilometre radius. But you know what? That's a great thing, because we started doing more intense workouts rather than long-winded workouts. And it's certainly, you can see the difference now with people when they come back into the gym, as in how fit they have become over COVID.
With the odd niggling knee and ankle injury from running.
Yeah, no, that was one thing that I did notice, particularly when we opened up at the start of the, after the first lockdown, we had quite a few people coming back in here with little knee injuries, hip injuries. And I suppose at that stage, they were coming back in and we had to do a little bit of kneehab with them or rehab with them and get them back up and running and just balance out their bodies a little bit more. They may have been just leaning on the right side as opposed to the left side, and all those little things that you may not notice, that when they came back into the gym environment, we were fortunate enough to have the team and the staff here to help them out and get them back on the road if they want, or just make their workouts that little bit more diverse in the gym.
So with very little notice, you were told, OK, you're reopening again. What changes have you noticed in training since things have reopened and you're back up and running again?
I suppose that the largest thing that we noticed was the mass number of people coming in to use the facility. There is now a lot more people using gyms than had been in before, but also what we noticed was they're a lot more educated as far as their workouts and their training programs. They want to get a lot more out of their workouts, and the customer that's coming in now knows pretty much what way they want to go. They want to either do a more of a functional training program that's going to fit into their lifestyle, that's actually going to help out their maybe their job, maybe if they're doing physical work. They're going to use it, they're going to get a program that's going to help them, I suppose, have a more healthier lifestyle, a more balanced workout. And what's great as well is the volume of female users in the gym, in the weights area. It would have been in the past that you would have seen the kind of, I suppose, the big heavy lifters in the weights area, but now it's much more diverse, and there's a 50-50 split in the weights area and using dumbbells. And now you see a lot of young females going for powerlifting, particularly the deadlift and Olympic lifting, which is great. Wow. In fact, I suppose our strongest Olympic lifters in the gym are females and are competing at this stage.
Wow.
Which is great. It's a great.
And in general, Wednesday afternoons, you were saying the gym's packed with the younger clientele, the younger people. I mean, there's a lot of people realizing, okay, this is the way I'm going to go. I'm going to train. And you were saying up to 5 times a week in some instances.
Yeah, so I suppose if we go back to the early stages of COVID and how it actually helped out for the gym, is that in those early stages, people weren't allowed to train in teams. So what we had was a lot of, let's say, your school rugby guys, hockey girls coming in and trying to keep their levels of fitness up in preparation for probably going back to playing a team sport. And there was a mass influx of those that younger population coming in using the gym. Okay, and now that teams are back, I suppose some of them have kept it up and actually shifted over to working more in the gym environment and taken on some of those kind of more heavier lifting programs, such as the Olympic lifting, and have slightly more diverse programs. The bonus of that is that we're going to have stronger athletes going forward in the future. There's less likelihood of them gaining injuries because they will be more conditioned, and I suppose there's more strings to their bow now. It's not just about the actual field sport, okay, that they have an appreciation for their health and well-being on an individual level as well.
I know the future has certainly been an uncertainty in every aspect of life for many people in relation to COVID and lockdown, but what do you think might the future hold for Shoreline?
The industry has developed so fast over the last number of years, and obviously COVID has been a big part of that. And what we have seen is through COVID that we have been forced to develop through technology. The technology that we've brought in is not only from a booking system and using the facility, but also from members engaging with fitness technology as far as personal training apps are concerned. We had to move away from paper, so we substitute that with a personal training app. The benefits of the personal training app is that you have your own individualized program. That program can be based on whatever your test results were, and those the program can then automatically increase in load as each week goes on. The benefit of that then is that you see the progression of your training, and it also kind of monitor the levels of fatigue. So we often hear of the individual that will come into the gym and they'll be gung-ho for the first 4 weeks and then we don't see them after that. Well, the great thing about our personal training app is that we're monitoring that levels of fatigue, and if it gets to a certain stage, it'll say, stop, you can't work today, you need to take an actual rest, okay? So from that point of view, it's going to make that training program more sustainable and give the athlete or the individual using it a greater opportunity for continuing on for a longer period of time, getting more results from their actual training program, and hopefully seeing the benefits themselves as well.
Vaccination passports, are we all going to need them in gyms soon, you think?
Yeah, that is something that is being talked about within the industry. It looks like that we will end up having vaccination passports coming in, anything that we possibly can do. And if it is the case that we need to bring the passports in on a national level, I think that's a good thing. And it just ensures that we have those precautions that are in place. You know, we've done it in the past with all of our gym equipment, making sure that it's all socially distanced, making sure we're cleaning down our equipment before and after our use. We have been booking people in, making sure that we're not exceeding capacity. And if we have to make a slight adjustment on how we operate now for the benefit of the future, that's a good thing. And we certainly would be adopting it and putting it into place.
Okay. No robotic trainers just yet, though, no? We're going to keep with the actual humans for now, yeah?
We're going to keep with them at the moment. Okay. There is, you know what, there's great technology. It's fantastic what's out there and we rely on it a lot. But you always need that personalised touch. Mm. You always need somebody to go in and say, look, at yes, I can appreciate you using that piece of technology, but it's not telling you that your knee is bowing inwards and you're going to cause an injury there on your ankle. So those little things that needs the human touch, we're going to have our trainers for a long time to come. I don't see it changing, but again, we're going to embrace what technology is coming out there, and it is coming, and we're going to work alongside with it.